Koror, Palau, AP. While researching an upcoming trip to Palau, a tiny island nation dotting Micronesia's western edge, I found endless information about its famed mushroom-shaped rock islands and spectacular diving sites, including over 50 Second World War wrecks. But what I discovered upon arrival was a destination eager to highlight something else, its rich culture on solid land. The remote archipelago's efforts to encourage activities like village tours and traditional handicraft workshops appears to be helping tourism rebound from pandemic-era lows. Visitor numbers have surged from about 5,000 in 2021 to more than 50,000 in 2024, according to the country's visitors authority. Chinese travelers lead the recovery despite recent diplomatic tensions. "We've been known for our crystal clear water, but there's more to see," says Sean Tekriu, who welcomes visitors to Palau's Bedrulchau stone monoliths, one of the many land-based attractions touted by tourism officials. "We want to showcase our culture, our heritage and our lifestyle. Underwater wonderland, diving deep and treading lightly." Palau, a cluster of more than 300 islands, can be reached directly from several locations, including Brisbane, Australia, Guam, Hong Kong, Macau, the Philippines and Taiwan. It's best known for its underwater landscapes, with 1,500 fish species and 400 hard corals. Palauans are passionate about protecting these natural treasures and have designated 80% of their waters as a protected sanctuary, one of the highest proportions of any country. "Upon entry, we were required to sign the Palau Pledge in our passports, promising to safeguard the environment for future generations." Many visitors come to dive the historic wreckage, remains of the Japanese naval stronghold in the Pacific. One of the most notable relics is Iro Maru, a massive, 470-foot supply ship that rests upright with schools of lionfish and clownfish darting through its corridors. Jellyfish Lake, once Palau's most Instagrammable attraction, where snorkelers snapped selfies with throngs of harmless jellyfish, now lies nearly empty due to rising ocean temperatures. However, snorkelers, like myself, can still experience Palau's marine beauty at sites like Enjemelas Wall, known as the Big Drop-Off. "As I glided along the surface, I spotted swarms of vibrant fish and a nurse shark deep below, its silhouette growing fainter as the coral cliff plunged 1,000 feet into darkness. My peaceful float was interrupted by a sudden sharp sting on my knee. When I surfaced, I found it bleeding, with no obvious culprit. Only later, while reviewing my photos, did I discover my likely attacker. The notoriously aggressive, yellow and black Titan triggerfish was caught in one frame, its mouth agape with tiny, razor-sharp teeth." Beyond the beach. Local legends, sustainable art. At Tabang Woodcarving Shop, artisans chronicle Palauan oral history through traditional carved wooden panels or storyboards. Visitors can purchase these works of art, which can be up to 20 feet long, or take a class to learn how to craft their own. "We have a passion for sharing our stories," says McMichael Mutoke Jr., who tries to preserve his country's history through his work at the National Register. "A common storyboard legend," he explains, "is of the breadfruit tree, which details how jealousy over a magical fish sprouting tree led to it being submerged underwater along with an entire island." Dozens of storyboards are on display at the Etpisan Museum, which also showcases Micronesian artifacts like giant Yapis stone currency. Both the Etpisan and Balao National Museum feature a wealth of local history and customs, such as the first childbirth ceremony, a cleansing and healing ritual that celebrates first-time mothers. For a hands-on experience, check out Balao Eco Glass, a gallery and center for upcycled art at the Koror State Waste Management Facility. You can transform recycled trash into treasures at their glassblowing workshops, or purchase ready-made pieces like delicate vases and vivid jewelry. After browsing the collection, I left with a dainty pair of tangerine-colored earrings. We also stopped by the bi-monthly 680-night market, where performers join vendors and artisans for a lively mix of music, traditional dance, local cuisine, fresh produce, crafts and souvenirs under the Japan-Palau Friendship Bridge. As the sun was setting, I took in the ocean views from beneath the bridge, which connects Koror Island, Palau's commercial and dive hub, with Babeldaob Island, home to natural landmarks and historical sites. Inland adventures, ancient wonders, nature treks in Babeldaob Island, intrepid travelers can visit Nard Mau, Micronesia's tallest waterfall. It can be reached via a steep, muddy jungle trail where hikers choose between a daring river crossing, a challenge I left to braver souls, or a drier route along the water's periphery. Trekkers are rewarded with a refreshing dip in the pools beneath the falls at the journey's end. History enthusiasts may want to explore the ruins of Kaigun Sho, a World War II Japanese communications center. At Babeldaob's uncrowded northern tip, I walked through the remnants of a Japanese lighthouse. The panoramic Pacific views justified the trip, despite the structure's minimal remains. Nearby, we roamed the historic and serene terraces of Bedrulchau stone monoliths. The archaeological remains from 150 AD include more than 34 columns believed to have once formed the foundation of a grand meeting house. I found myself captivated by the site's mysterious origins, especially the local legends of a trickster god who fooled other gods into dropping stones across the country. Mutok Jr. hopes that sharing stories like these through heritage-based tourism will help elevate Palau's profile to rival that of Pohnpei's Nan Matal or Easter Island's Moai. For tourists to come and learn about our history and people, that's what's important to us, he says. For more AP travel stories, go to https://apnews.com/hub/travel-and-tourism.Nicole Evatt, The Associated Press. The archipelago spans over 300 islands in the Western Pacific. Nicole Evatt via AP, 2.